With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Mental health was identified in the Oneida County Community Health Improvement Plan as a top priority. It's one of the reasons ArtStart in Rhinelander is working to break down stigma around suicide and mental health conditions. It's hosting a second suicide prevention training this week. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
ArtStart Community Enhancement and Facilities Director Ashley McLaughlin says her organization serves a unique audience, making them a perfect place to offer a variety of mental health trainings and resources.
We have artists, we have community members, we have parents, we have youth, we have LGBTQ+ people. We serve a large variety of people. And having these trainings at ArtStart or through ArtStart help to reach a different population, a different pocket of people in our community that can also use this training and that want this training.
One of those upcoming trainings is the QPR gatekeeping training this Thursday. QPR stands for Question, Persuade, and Refer. It's an evidence-based training that teaches three simple life-saving steps to help prevent suicide.
I think the QPR training really helps people feel confident in if they see something to say something. And I think from my experiences doing the trainings and talking to community members, a lot of people maybe hold back on saying something because they don't know how to react or they don't feel like they have the skills to help somebody that might be thinking about suicide.
Several studies have found that people that take the QPR training are more understanding and more likely to respond to someone experiencing suicidal thoughts, and that it sticks with them for years. The QPR training is being offered Thursday from 1 to 2:30 at ArtStart. We have a link to register at WXPR.org or on the WXPR app. Just look for this article. If you are experiencing suicidal thoughts, a mental health crisis, or just need someone to talk to, please call the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline at 988. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
McLaughlin says they'll also come to businesses and organizations to offer the QPR training. People can contact her at ArtStart if they're interested. A man fleeing police finally got stopped when one of the tires came off. On February 18th at 12:22 p.m., the Oneida County Sheriff's Office got word Crandon police were chasing a vehicle that was about to enter Oneida County on Highway 8. The vehicle was said to be all over the road at speeds around 95 miles an hour. A tire came off and the vehicle hit the ditch near the intersection of Browns Road and Highway 8. The driver would not follow commands and numerous pepper ball rounds were fired. That didn't work, so an arrest team was formed and the driver was removed from the vehicle. Highway 8 was shut down for about 50 minutes during the incident last Wednesday. An administrative law judge upheld the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources approval of Enbridge's Line 5 reroute project. One of the attorneys representing the Bad River Band feels such decisions endanger important public resources. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Environmental and tribal advocates argue a section of the pipeline has been operating illegally on the Bad River Reservation for more than a decade. John Petoskey with Earth Justice is one of the attorneys representing the Bad River Band. He says the significance of the affected area can't be overstated, and decisions like these continue to endanger important public rights and resources.
Nobody is standing up against Enbridge in the way that they should. This is part of a broader trend at reducing environmental quality, eliminating protections for health and welfare for profit.
Petoskey says the band plans to appeal the decision and seek a court-ordered stay to stop construction. Enbridge argues the ruling validates that the DNR conducted a thorough review of the project and correctly issued the necessary permits. Despite ongoing hurdles since the pipeline was built in 1953, Petoskey emphasizes the band has remained resilient in their resolve. They have been actively fighting the project through multiple legal avenues, including contested case proceedings and federal court actions.
Throughout that time, there have been ebbs and flows in the ability of the band to have a say in how it's going to live its life. I'm part of a bigger movement here toward sustainability, toward giving power back to people, but we're still fighting.
Even though the latest ruling ultimately favored Enbridge, Administrative Law Judge Angela Chappett Foy did order 4 modifications to the firm's wetlands permit, including monitoring of wetland restoration after construction. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
The DNR wants people enjoying Wisconsin's frozen water bodies to remember no ice is safe ice. A recent warm spell may have caused ice to thin in places. Snowmobiles, UTVs, and vehicles can weigh quite a bit, raising the risk of ice giving way. The DNR encourages people to wear a flotation device and tell people where they are going. They also recommend bringing along spare dry clothes and keeping your cell phone in a waterproof bag. You should also check ice thickness as you go out with a spud bar. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.